Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Chov Zayin. We're discussing over here the sheet of Shmuel. Shmuel, as we saw in Daf Chov Vav Amabez, he darshens from a pasuk, V'ani nasati l'vachem al mezbeach l'chaper, kivin she'giyadam l'mezbeach niskapru baylim. From there Shmuel learned his din, that shleibim koymei kemekoymei domi, even as Rika Shalayim Kaimai, which is not matter the Basar Ba'achila, still is Machaper for the Bailim. And at the bottom of Chavav and Medbeiz, the Gemara asks a kash on Shmuel from a Braisa. Now, before this, we'll begin with a brief Akdama, a few important Yisaydeis in the Din of Pigol, which is Negea Tahar Sugya. And that is the Gemara of Chavches on Medbeiz brings a Joshua from a Pasuk. Now, which the Pasuk says in the Parashah of Pigol, Lo Yeirotze, we learn Kartoas Kosher, Kainartoas Pasol. Mahar Tzoas Kosher Ad She'akrivu Kol Matirov, Afar Tzoas Posol Ad She'akrivu Kol Matirov. Just as a carbon kosher, you do not have a complete hard saw until you finish doing the four Avodis HaMatirois, which are the four Avodis Adam. Also, in order for a carbon to become pigol, to be established as pigol, that if someone will eat from the carbon now, he'll be mechuyev kares, it only becomes established as pigol after you finish doing all four Avodis, the four Avodis HaMatirois. In other words, if there was a machshav as pigol at the time of the Shrita, or Kabbalah, or Hailocha, the carbon is still not established as a carbon of pigol, meaning that if someone eats from it afterwards, it will be mechuyev kares, until you finish doing all of the avodis, you do as rika as well. Once you finish doing all four avodis, so at that time, if the carbon had been kosher, there would have been a hartzah, it would have been a skaper bailim, so by carbon of pigol, when one of the avodis had a machshav as pigol, now that you finished all four avodis, you did as rika as well. Now it's fully established as pigol, and if someone eats from it now, he'll be mechuyev kares. That's the din of karatzoas kosher, kachatzoas pasal. Now in the hemshach of the same Gemara, this is all quoted by Shem Rava, he's the one who says this memra, but at the top of Choftes Amar Aleph, he continues and he says, that from the words of the pasuk lo yechoshev, we learn, li'arev by machshaves achiris. The din is that if besides from machshaves pigol, for example, if b'shas shchita he had machshaves pigol, but afterwards, during one of the other avodis, he had another machshava ha-paiseles. For example, machshava is chutzim kaimai. That's the machshava which passes the carbon, but does not make a pigol olinin chiyiv kares. So if you have a different machshava psula during one of the other avodis, the din is that when you complete doing all four avodis, there is no chiyiv kares over here, because besides for the machshava's pigol, there's an additional psul as well. This is negir also if you had a machshava shulay lishma by a carbon chatos. That's also a machshava paiseles. And this machshav also will be moitzim midei pigol. Then is that if someone eats from this carbon, he will not be mechuyev kares, because there's an additional machshav ha-peiseles besides the machshav as pigol. This is really the din which is discussed in the Mishnah in Choftes Amud Beis. The Mishnah tells us a klal that in order for something to be established as pigol, it has to be korav ha-mater ki mitzvosoi. The Mishnah goes through different cases where you have other machshavos ha-peiseles that are mafkir the carbon from a din of pigol. This is based on the Joshua of Rava, machshavos mitzias zumizu. Other machshavos ha-peiseles are mafkia from pigol. Now there is a discussion, we'll mention this briefly, but we'll talk about it more behemshech on Daf Choftes. Why is it necessary to have a second drasha of lo ya'arev boi machshavos achiris? Why is this not included in that which Rava said already? Ka'atzos kosher kachatzos posel, ma'atzos kosher at she'akrivu kol matirov, afatzos posel at she'akrivu kol matirov, which as we saw, this means you have to finish completing doing the rest of the avodis in order for it to be established as pigol. And if so, for example, in the case we had a machshav as pigol at the time of the shchita, and then during one of the other avodis he had a machshav ha-peiseles, like for example, shloi lishma b'chatos, why do you need a separate drasha of lo ya'arev boi machshav ha-sachiris? This zechor should be included in the din of Rava that it's not karatzoas kosher, since the subsequent avodis after the one which had the machshav as pigol were done with another machshav ha-peiseles, so those avodis are posel, so he didn't really finish off being makrevit karatzoas kosher. That should be enough of a reason to already tell us that it's not pigol. So there are a number of truths into this kasha, which we'll discuss later. But Al-Kapan, we will mention for now that Rashi in a few places is mashma, that even though for whatever reason you needed a separate drasha to tell us that machshav is mitzias zumizu, we would not have known that if another avodah is done with a machshava peiseles, that's also nichlal in this din that it's not karatzoas kosher. But the maisa, after we do have that drasha of the arev by machshav is achiris, in the end it really is all included in this one klal, that you need karav ha-matir, and karav ha-matir means karav ha-matir ki mitzvosoi karatzoas kosher. It has to be that you did complete all of the avodis just as a kosher carbon is brought, and if you didn't do the other avodis behechsher, which include if they were done by machshava peiseles, that's also not called karatzoas kosher. Rashi in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis and Dibur Maschel Av Chatos. He's talking about in a case where he had a machshava shloi d'shma by a chatos, and he says that's moitzi midei pigol. And he quotes the Gemara Daf Chav Chesla Amud Beis Kartos Kosher Kachatos Pigol. Rashi explains that then you have to be makir of all of the matirov, you have to do all of the four avodes without any other psul. If you do it with a psul of machshava also, it's moitzi midei pigol. It's not Kartos Kosher. There Rashi is more mafurish, but the truth is even in Esrige as well, at the top of Chavzai Nomer Aleph and Dibur Masel Chutzes Manoy, Rashi is talking about the case of the Brais over here, where first he had a machshava to be zerik the dam shaloybim koymay la'altar, then afterwards he had a machshava pigol, and Rashi says the din is that it is chayiv kareis, and he explains it's called korvu matirov, because there's no other machshava peiseles. So even though Rashi is referring to whether there's a machshava peiseles over here, he still uses the lashon of korvu matirov, which is the lashon of the Gemara when we're referring to this din of Kartos Kosher Kachatos Posel. That's where the Gemara uses this lashon of Ad Sheyakrivu Kol Matirov. So this Rashi would also be mashma that if there is a machshava peiseles, that's moitzi midei pigol, because that's not called Korvu Kol Matirov, and the din is you need Kartos Kosher that you are Korvu Kol Matirov. There are additional Rashis as well. One could take a look on Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis and Dibur Maschel Rabbi Huda on the Mishnah over there, as well as the Menachos Daf Yubeis Amud Aleph and Dibur Maschel Ubilvad. In these places as well, Rashi's mashma that the din of Machshavis Metzius Izumizu really also is included in the din of Kratzos Kosher that you need Korvu Kol Matirov. Meaning the din of Kol Matirov is not simply enough that you did all of the Avodais, it has to be that you did them Behechsher, which includes that there was no other Machshavis Poislais during those other Avodais. Now to get back to our sugya, the Gemara asks on the sheet of Shmuel, who holds Shleibim Koimei Kim Koimei Domi, from this Braisa which the Gemara brings, the Gemara asks from the safe of the Braisa, the case of the Mocher, where you had a machshava, for example, Mashas Shchita, that he's going to be Zerik the Dam Lemacher, whoever not in the right Mokim, Nisanim Lemalo Lemato, or Nisanim Lemato Lemalo, the Braisa says in this case the din is that it's possible. And the Gemara's Kasha is, according to Shmuel, that Shleibim Koimei Kim Koimei Domi, the Bayam is Niskaper even with the Zrika Shleibim Koimei, so why should this not be a machshava spiegel? He had das to be zurik lemocher azrika mechaperes. L'chad, this is a machshava spiegel. On this, the Gemara answers. The Gemara brings a klal. The klal is zrika d'shayi baser b'achila meisil de pigol. Zrika d'loy shayi baser b'achila loy meisil de pigol. What's negat to us from this klal is that a machshava to do a zrika shloibim koima. He has a machshava to do a zrika which would anyways not have been matter the baser. The zrika would be mechaper but not matter. A machshav to do such a zrika is not considered a machshav as pigol. The Rashi in the Sugya is mavur a few times that from this drasha we really learn two dinim. We learn one din that if you're actually doing a zrika shleibim kaima and you have machshav a b'shas that zrika, it's not going to be maisi de pigol because the zrika which he did is not a zrika hamateres, it's only a zrika hamechaperes. Such a zrika cannot be maisi de pigol. And additionally, we also learn that if you had a machshav in a different avodah, for example, you're sheichet Aldas to be Zerika Zrika Shalaybim Kaima, so the Zrika which you planned on doing is a Zrika which would not have been Matir, that also is included in this din, that it cannot be Maisi Lide Pigol. Now we'll focus a minute on the first part, that which we learn from this Joshua, as Rashi explains, that if you actually do a Zrika Shalaybim Kaima, it's not Maisi Lide Pigol. And the truth is, the din would also be, and this is the Mashmais of Rashi and Dibar Maschal Misha Pigule Gurim, that even if you had a Machshava in the Shchita, and machshava was, for example, to be makter de imurim chutz lezmanoi. So that's a proper machshava spiegel. However, when he continued doing the avodais, the zrika which he did was the zrika shaloibim kaima, so that zrika is mechaper, but not matir, that would also be included in this drasha, it would not be maisi l'dei pigol. Rashi over there, as we mentioned, the Raskol Misha Pigulei Goyim, he says, yotza basa shenizrik hadam shaloibim kaima, the iser zrika shaloibim kaima garam lechlo yeyachel, helkoch ein chayav nal pigulei kareis. Mashmais of that Rashi is that even in this example, we had a machshava spiegel b'shas shchita to be makter de imurim l'machar, but since l'maisa that the zrika which he ended up doing was a zrika shleibim kaima, so the basar of this carbon would anyways not have been able to be eaten, a zrika shleibim kaima is not matter b'achila, therefore the chi of karis is not chal on this basar, since the basar did not have a zrika hamateres. So before we get back to the ikar nidin in Ersugyo, which is negat to where you had a machshava on a zrika shleibim kaima, B'shas, one of the other avodas, he had kavanah to be zerik the dam shleibim koima l'machar. That's the case which is really negate to our sugya. But first we'll speak about the other din which we said, Rashi is mavur, that if you actually do a zrika shleibim koima, it's also not maisi l'dei pigol. As we explained, this could include really two cases. either if he had the machshava while he did this, zrika shloibim kaima, or if he had the machshava during one of the other avodos, shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and even if the machshava had no connection to the zrika, the machshava was to be makter the imurim or to eat the basar chutzis manai. But then the ma'isa, what he did when he got to the zrika was the zrika shloibim kaima. Rashiel, this is also learned from the drasha over here. Misha pigule garam loy, yotzezesh ein pigule garam loy, ela isser davar achar garam loy. Now, if we take a look at the Rambam, Rambam's in Perek Tes Zayin Hilchos Psuli Hamikdashim Halacha Vov. That's where the Rambam brings the din of our Gemara that a zrika which is not matter basa ba'achila is not ma'isil le'pigul, and the Rambam speaks specifically about a case where he was chishev to do it avodas zrika shulaybim kaima. That's where the Rambam says the din is that it's not ma'isil le'pigul since he had a machshava on his zrika which would not have been matter the basar ba'achila. Therefore, it's not a machshavas pigul, and the Rambam does not mention anything about a case where he had a machshava during a zrika shulaybim kaima, like for example, the machshava to eat the basar or to be makter the imurim. Ram does not say that since it was a zrika shloibim kaima, that would be a reason why it's not maisel de pigol. Or the other case which we spoke about, if he had a machshava during a shchita to be makter de murim, but then the maisel did a zrika shloibim kaima, Ram does not mention this over there in Halacha Vav, where he talks about the drasha of our Gemara. The Biskrov is medayik like this, and the Biskrov suggests that the Rambam holds you would not need the drasha of our Gemara for this din, because this would be included in the din of Karatzoas Kosher. The one daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, which we just spoke about, Aratzoas kosher at Yakrivu kol matirov, Afaratzoas posel at Yakrivu kol matirov. And the Rambam would hold that in this case, where he did his Rika Shleibim Kaima, that's not called Kirvu kol matirov. He did not complete all of the Avodos in a way which would have been matter the carbon, like Aratzoas kosher is matter. And since this case where he did his Rika Shleibim Kaima would be learned from Aratzoas kosher, the Rambam holds that we do not have to learn it from the Josh of Er Gemara, the Josh of Misha Pigule Garamloy, Yotzezesh Ein Pigule Garamloy, El Isser Dover Acher Garamloy. That's the Ram only needs this Joshua for the case where he had a machshava on his Rika Shleibim Kaima, not during his Rika Shleibim Kaima. However, we have to understand what exactly is the Yaseir Machloikis between Rashi and the Rambam. Why does Rashi hold that this is not included in the Joshua of Karatzoas Kosher? L'chair, the way the Risk Rav explains with Asa Rambam, L'chair would seem to be correct that if he did his Rika Shleibim Kaima, which is not matter about the Basar Ba'achila, so he did not complete all of the Avodah's Karatzoas Kosher, why would we need a separate Joshua, the Joshua of Ersegyo, to tell us this din? So it seems that there's a fundamental machlokes over here. What exactly is the din of karatzoas kosher, karatzoas posel? Is it totally in the avodes hamatirois or the avodes hamechapreis? In other words, we know that the din is that the zrika sadam is both a mechaper and a matir. The Biskrov stresses this point that the heter basar ba'achila after the zrika sadam is not the pshat because you have a kapara, and once there's a kapara of the carbon, the male of the basar then becomes mutar ba'achila. This already is muchach in the whole sugya of zrika shleibim kaimei kemei kaimei domi. Shmuel learned from a pasuk that even as zrika shleibim kaimei is mechaper, but still the din is that the basar is aser ba'achila. Why is it that the basar is aser ba'achila? The pshat is, the Biskrov says, because the zrika sadam was only considered a zrika le'inin kapara. It was a zrika ha-mechaperes when it's done shleibim kaimei, but it's not a zrika ha-materes. As we explained, the heter basar ba'achila is not an outcome of the zrika ha-mechaperes. It's a separate din that the zrika has a koyach to be matter the basar ba'achila, and zrika shleibim kaima, we do not have a makar that it's enough of a zrika to be matter the basar ba'achila. Rakapam, as far as this din of karatzoas kosher, in order to be kaveh the carbon bepigal, you have to have completed all of the avodos. Is it talking completing the avodos hamechapreis, or is it talking completing the avodos hamatirais? So the truth is, on one hand, the drasha learned from the pasuk of lo yeirotze, that perhaps would be mashma that it's talking the ritzui. Ritzui is another way of saying the kapara. That lechera would be mashma that it's dependent on finishing doing all of the avodos which are necessary for the ritzui. On the other hand, the lashon of the Gemara at Yakrov called matirov, the lashon matirov is mashma that we're talking about doing avodos hamatirois, avodos which are matter the basar ba'achila. But on the way we're explaining now, this is really a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi, as we said, is mavur that you need the joshua of our Gemara, misha piguli garam loy, to tell us that in the case where he did his rika shleibim kaima, it's not kaveh the carbon bepigol. Rashi's mashma, this would not have been learned from the drasha of karatzoas kosher. Akarach l'pshat is because since the ma'isa you did a zrika, and it was a zrika hamechaperes, even though it was shleibim kaima, but according to Shmuel, shleibim kaima kim mekaima dami, it accomplishes the kapara. So even though the zrika is not a zrika hamateres, it would be considered karatzoas kosher, karatzoas posel. You completed doing all of the avodos which are necessary for the kapara. Therefore, even a zrika shleibim kaima would be kaveh bepigol. And for that reason, you need a different drasha, the drasha which Agmar brings, in Meyochel Yeyochel, Mepsar Zevach Shlomov Pigol Yiyah, Since the Maisi did his Rikosh Leibim Kaima, which anyways would not have been Matar the Basar Ba'achila, therefore this carbon is not Pigol, it has to be that the only thing which is preventing the Heter Achila is that which is Pigol. The Rambam, on the other hand, which the Brisk Rav was Medayik, does not bring the din of Ersugya for the case where you did his Rikosh Leibim Kaima, only for the case where you're Mechashev on his Rikosh Leibim Kaima. The Rambam would hold, as the Brisk Rav explains, if you actually did his Rikosh Leibim Kaima, that already would be learned from the Josh of Karatzos Kosher Kachartzos Posel. And the Pshat is, as we're explaining, the Rambam understands you have to have completed all of the Avodas HaMatirais. It's not enough that he finished all of the Avodas HaMechapereis. Therefore, Azrika Shleibim Kaima, which is Azrika HaMechaperes, but not Azrika HaMateres, that would also be learned from this Drosh of Karatzos Kosher Kachatzos Possel. Only in the case where you're Mechashiv to do Azrika Shleibim Kaima, that's where you need this Drosh and Ersugyo that such a Machshav is not considered a Machshav as Pigol, because this case would not be learned from the Drosh of Karatzos Kosher. Because in this case, it could be what you actually did in the end was a Zrika Bim Kaima. So the Maisi do have Karatzos Kosher. He finished all of the Avodas HaMatirais. Still, we learn from this Pasuk that since the Machshav which he had, for example, at the time of the Shechita, was to do a Zrika She'ena Materas Ba'achila, that also would not be a Machshav as Pigol. HaKavam, this is how we're explaining the Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. The guy with the din of Karatzos Kosher, Kachatzos Pasul, is it totally completing the Avodas HaMatirais, or is it totally completing the Avodas HaMechapereis? I've just mentioned briefly that there is a kasha on this. The Rambam Perek Yerches Hilchos Psulei HaMikdoshim Halacha Zayin. The Rambam is Mevur Teich Dvarov that the Haktaras Emurim of the Behema is considered a matter for the Achilas Basar. We know that the din is that you're not allowed to eat from the Basar of the Behema until you're first Makter the Emurim. And the Rambam is Mevur that this is Begeder a matter, just as we know that the Zrika is Matter the Basar Ba'achila. The Rambam is Mevur that the Haktaras Emurim also is necessary in order to be Matter the Basar Ba'achila. This Rambam is a chiddush because the pashtus is it's not the prat that the Haktaras Emurim is matter the basar. It's just that the seder advarim is that if there's still Emurim around, you have to first be makter them before the achilas basar. But we know that the din is that if there are no Emurim, if they got lost or something happened to them, then one is allowed to eat the basar even though there was no Haktaras Emurim. This kapshutu would be a raya that Haktaras Emurim is not considered a matter on the basar. Only the dam is necessary to be matter. The Haktaras Emurim is a different din. Rakapam, the Rambam does say that the Haktaras Emurim is matter the basar, and the Mishnah Melchov there asks the kasha. According to this, we know the din is that for a carbon to be hukva bepigol, it has to be karatzos kosher kachatzos posel. You have to be makriv kol matirov. According to the Rambam, it should be necessary first to be makter the Emurim before it's chal on the basar the din of pigol. How can we say always that carbon kol matirov is only mechayev to be zerik the dam and not to be makter the Emurim? That's partial that the din is true that even before the Haktaras Emurim, the carbon is already established as pigol, and if one eats from it, he's chayiv kares. L'cher, if the Haktaras Emurim is also a matter, you should need karvu kol matirov, and the carbon should not become pigol until after Haktaras Emurim. This is the kasha of the Mishnah Melech on the Rambam, and the stipler in the Kilos Yaakov Simin Lamed, he answers this kasha by saying that the din of Karatzos kosher is not mechayiv that all the avodas hamatirois be done. What's necessary is only the avodas hamechapreis, and since already a kapara is accomplished at the time of the Zrikas Domim, you don't have to do Haktaras Emurim to be kaveh bepigol. The stipler assumed this as a davar pashut. He says since the home makor of Karatzos kosher is from the drasha of lo yeirote, therefore it's totally in mitzoy and not totally in the heter. However, according to the way we explain Bedas HaRambam, that if one does a zrika shleibim kaima, that which it's not pigol is also based on the din of Karatzos kosher. If so, then the Ram would be muchach not like this. The Ram does hold that Karatzos kosher is mechayev to finish all of the avodas hamatirais. It's not enough to finish just the Avodas HaMechapereis. If so, the kash of the Mishnah Melech would come back, according to the Rambam, that the Emurim is matter the Basar, Avodas HaMatirais should also have to include the Haktaras Emurim. There are perhaps other ways to answer this Rambam, not like the stipler, but HaKaponim for now, we'll leave this as a kasha. Now take a look at Tosis over here. Tosis in Dibur Maschol Yotza Zeh, he asks two kashas. For now, we'll focus on the first kasha of Tosis, and that is, yes, from the word of Chavtes, which we've been speaking about, from the word lo yichoshi v'idashin lo yarvoy machshava yisachirois, that if he had a different machshava psula besides the machshava's pigol, then is it that's mitzi from the pigol, and there is no chiyiv kares. And Tosfos asks, why do we need that drasha to tell us that a different machshava will be mafkir the pigol? Typically, we should know from this drasha over here in Er Gemara, misha pigulay garam loy yotzeze she'im pigulay garam loy. For example, if he did a shechita with the machshava's pigol, then afterwards he did another one of the avodas with a different machshava's psul. So the end, the reason why this basar is usher to eat is not only because of the machshavas pigol, it would be usher to eat anyhow because there was a different psul over here. So why do we need the drasha of Le'yarev b'machshavei sachirois that machshavei smitzias zumizu? Now firstly, Tosis is mevur, and b'hemshach and Tosis, this is even more clear, that he holds al derech Rashi, in the machlokes which we discussed between Rashi and the Rambam held that the drasha over here in Ner Sugya is specifically for a case where his machshava was about his rikosh le'ibim kaima. Rashi, on the other hand, is mevur. And from the drasha, we also learn about a case where he actually did his rikosh le'ibim kaima, since the avodah which he did is not being matched to the basar ba'achila, therefore it's not maybe the pigal. Tosis is mevur like Rashi, and therefore he's bothered that if any of the avodahs have a psal, including a machshava paiseles, it should be included in the drasha of Er Sugyo, it's an issur dover achar garam loy. Now firstly we should stress that Tosis does not ask a kasha the other way around. Tosis does not ask that in the case where he actually did a zrika shloi bim kaima, why does it have to be learned from the drasha in Er Sugyo of issur dover achar garam loy? We should learn out of the din of karatzoas kosher. The answer to that is, as we explained earlier, karatzoas kosher according to Rashi, and this is how we learn in Tosis as well, it only tells us that you have to finish off doing all the avodes hamechabrais. In the case we did a zrika shloi bim kaima, since shloi bim kaima came a kaima dami, it wasn't avodah hamechaperes, it just was not avodah hamateres. That's when we need the drasha in Er Sugyo, that is issur dover achar garam loy. But the kasha that Tosis does ask is the opposite kasha, why need the drasha of machshavei smitzias zumizu, which as we explained, the pasha says this is really part of the din of karatzoas kosher. And the kasha is, why can't it be learned from the pasuk in Er Sugyo, lachar it's an issur dover achar garam loy. So in this Tosis gives two tirutzim. There's a discussion in Achrayim how exactly to understand Tosfos. But Kishpute, what Tosfos is saying is, firstly he says, the drasha in Er Sugyo of Issur Dover Achar Garam Loy would only be in a case where during the Avodah which he had in Machshavas Pigal, there's another psal in that same Avodah. For example, where during Zrika he had in Machshavas Pigal, but the Zrika was a Zrika Shalaybim Kaimoy. So besides the fact that it's Avodah Spigal, there's another reason why this Avodah would be Pasal. Pasal means it's not Matar the Basar Ba'achila. That's including the drasha over here. This is Issur Dover Achar Garam Loy, and it's not maybe Lidei Pigal. Now, Shenkein Tosfos says, in a case where the other psal was not in the same avodah which he had the machshava in, for example, if the shechita was done by psal, it was done with the machshava peiseles, either shaloi lishma for a chatos, or with the machshava schutzlam kaimai, and then afterwards, during the Kabbalah, Hailoch, or Zriko, he had a machshava's pigal. In that case, it didn't be that it is kaiveya be pigal, since there is no other psal in the avodah which he had the machshava's pigal in. A second Teres Tosfos says is that even if a psal in a different avodah also will be included in this din, it will be called Issur Dover Achar Garam Loy, that's only if the other avodah which was psal was before he had the machshavas pigal. If the shechita had a different psal and then afterwards one of the other avodahs he had machshavas pigal, so while he was doing the avodah hamefageles, at that moment already the carbon was pasal from a previous psal, that would also be nichla on the drasha of Er Sugyo, it would be called Issur Dover Achar Garam Loy. Hashem Kain, if he had Machshavas Pigal during the Shechita, and one of the other Avodahs would have been done by Psol, that would not be included in this drasha from Er Sugyo, because at the time when he did the Avodah which had Machshavas Pigal, there was no Issur Dover Achar Garam Loy, the Karbon was not Psol for a different reason. These are the two Tzurutim of Tosfos, that in these cases you would need the drasha of Loy Choshev, Loy Arab by Machshavas Achiris. I should just point out an important Ha'ara over here, what would Tosfos hold in a case where he did the Shechita of Machshavas Pigal, he was mechashiv lecho basar chutz zmanoy. Then afterwards, when he got up to the zriko, he did his zriko shaloi bim kaimoy. So according to both Tzurutim of Tosfos, this would not be called Issur Dover Achar Garam Loy, since at the time of the shechita, there was no other psal in the carbon. So this would not be a reason to prevent it from becoming pigol. And mikayach the drasha of karatzas kosher kacharatzas posel, that we explain that Tosfos seems to hold al derech Rashi, that would only include that you have to finish all the avodes hamechapreis, not the avodes hamatiris. And therefore, in this case, again, we're talking about where b'shas shchita he had machshavas pigol lecho basar chutz zmanoy, and after his b'shas zrika he did his zrika shalei bim kaimoy. So even though that zrika is not matter the basar ba'achila, it would not be excluded from the din of karatzas kosher kacharatzas pasul, and mikarech the drasha of Er Sugyo as well would not be excluded. It would not be called issur dover achar garam loy, since at the time of the shchita there was no other psal. However, this would come out a great chiddush, which you don't find in the Achronim. It's more mistaken to say that even in this case also, the carbon will not be nukveh bepigol. And the what we could explain over here with Das Tosfos is, based on the next Tosfos, Dibur Maskel El Dover Achar Garam Loy, we won't go into the details there, but Akaparam Tosfos says, that the drasha of Er Gemara, Vim Heochel Yeochel Mi Besar Zevach Shlom Vav Pigol Yieh, and we dash Misha Pigulah Garam Loy, Yotze Zeh Sheim Pigulah Garam Loy, El Yisr Dover Achar Garam Loy, we would not have made that drasha if we would not have had the other pasuk, the pasuk of Lo Yichoshev Lo Arav by Machshavis Achiris. And Tosfos explains, Afgav Yitzrichi Tarvayu, even though you need both psukim, as we explained previously, still Tosfos says, The only reason why we make our drasha is because we know the din of the Arab machshavis achirais. And the lashon over here in Taisus is Srichi Tarvayu. We need both of them. Taisus is not mashma, these are two independent dinim. Rather, in the end, after we have both drushas, in the end, it's really all one din. And that is the drush of Karatzas Kosher, Kachartzas Posel. You have to complete doing all of the avodis in order to be Kaveh Bepigol. From the Arab machshavis achirais, we learn that if one of the other avodis has the machshavis psul, it's not called that you're korvu kol matirav, you didn't finish doing all of the avodis behechsher. And from the drush of Ersiga, we learn an additional din. If you do one of the avodis in a way that the carbon will be mechaper, but it will not be a heter basar, that also is not considered karatzas kosher, kachartzas posel. And then this also goes into the din that they have to complete doing all of the avodis the way they're done by a kosher carbon in order to be kaveh bepigol. In other words, the only thing that's different about this carbon is that you had a machshavas pigol. Everything else was done properly behechsher in a way that it would be matter the basar ba'achilo. And from there we learn that if you do a zrika shaloyvim kaimai, even though this zrika is mechaper, but since it's not matter the basar, it's also called that it was not korvu kol matirov, and therefore the maisa the din would be that regardless which avoda was the one that had the machshavas pigol, if in the end the zrika which he did was a zrika shaloyvim kaimi, which is not matter the basar ba'achilo, it's not kaveh bepigol because it's not called korvu kol matirov. In other words, the drasha nasig is really megala to us that to be considered called korvu kol matirov, which is learned from the pasuk of karatzas kosher, it has to be that you completed all the avodas which are matter the basar ba'achilo. Therefore, in this case, which we're discussing, we had a machshavas pigol b'shas the shchita to eat the basar chutz zmanoi. Then afterwards, he did a zrika shleibim kaimai. The ma'isa taisus will be maskim that in that case also the din is that it's not kaveh bepigol. Now, to get back to the ikar nidin of our sugya, our sugya is coming to bring this klal to answer the kash that we asked on Shmuel. Shmuel holds that shleibim kaimai kim kaimai. If so, what is the pshat in the b'risa? If he has a machshava to be zerik the dam shleibim kaimai l'mochar, the din is that it's possible but not pigol. And the Gemara's kasha is according to Shmuel that shleibim kaimai kim kaimai dami, as weaker shleibim kaimai is mechaper. So why is it that a machshava to be zerik the dam l'mochar shleibim kaimai should not be a machshavas pigol? And that Gemara brings this drasha in Meihochel Yeochel to tell you misha pigulei garam loy yotzeh she'ein pigulei garam loy el iser dover achar garam loy. Now Bishlam according to the Rambam, this Gemara is simple to understand. The Rambam holds that this is a drasha directly about this case. We had a machshava to be zerik l'mochar shleibim kaimai. So even though Be'etzim should have been Pigol, but since the Zrika L'macha that he planned to do would have been in a way that it would not have been Matir Basar Ba'achila, even though it would have been Mechaper, but since it would not have been Matir, the din is that Machshava on such a Zrika is not maybe L'day Pigol. Rashi, however, learns differently. Rashi's mavur that the Ikur Drosha is in the case where he had a Machshava while he was doing a Zrika Shleibim Kaima. This is mavur in Rashi Dibar Maslom Misha Pigulei Garam Loy. The Ikur that we learn from this Pasuk that in the case where he actually did a Zrika Shleibim Kaima, and since the zrika which we did would not be matter the basar ba'achila, if he had a machshava during such a zrika, the carbon does not become pigol. The lashon of Rashi there is v'nafkalon mehocha diyichishev bezrika shleibim kaimoy al menas lechol el hakdor lemochar lehavi machshavas zrika leinyan pigol. Then Rashi continues and his lashon is umina from here, meaning once the drasha tells us the first din, we could also conclude the second din, and that is the case that Agamor really is talking about. If he had a kavano to be zerik this type of zrika, this is zrika of shleibim kaima, he had a machshava to do that zrika chutz zmanoi. They have a machshava bezrika hamefagelas. That's not a machshava in a type of zrika which is mefagel. In other words, Rashi is saying once you know the first din, you can also conclude the second din that a machshava to do a zrika shleibim kaima the machar is also not a machshava spigel. Here, right, this is difficult to understand. And many Archaim discuss this Rashi. What does Rashi mean to say, umino? Why is it that from the first din, we could also reach the conclusion of the second din? And what's difficult is that in the second din, in the case where we had a machshava b'shas shchita, to do a zrika of shaloibim kaimei lemachar, kipshute, what is the pshat that if you have a machshava to do a zrika chutz zmanoi, that's a machshava spigol? We find people where you had a machshava to eat the basar chutz zmanoi, or to be makter the imurim chutz zmanoi. When he has machshava to be zerik the dam chutz zmanoi, kipshute, the reason why that's pigol is because zrika is also a form of achilas mizbeach. The Gemara daf Yud Gimel Mabez brings a drasha from the pasuk v'im heyochel yeyochel. That's the pasuk which is talking about machshava as pigol, and the drasha over there is b'shtei achilas hakosav medaber, achas achilas odom v'achas achilas mizbeach. The Torah tells us that two types of machshava is on achilo, on befagel the carbon, either machshava on achilas odom or machshava on achilas mizbeach. The world there is discussing how do you know that a machshava to do shvicha shirayim l'machar is considered a machshava spigol. The words of Ruv that Shvichas Shemayim is included in Achilas Mizbeach, and Rashi at the bottom of Yigimul Amaralef says, V'kol Shekain Tchilas Zrika. If even Shvichas Shemayim is considered an Achilas Mizbeach, Kol Shekain Zrika Sadam on the Mizbeach is considered an Achilo. It's also a form of putting something for Achilas Gavoya. He puts the Dam on the Mizbeach just as he puts the Imurim on the Mizbeach. A Machshava to do such an Achila Chutz Zman, he is also a Machshava Spigol. Now if this is the Pshat, then Kepshute there will be no difference if his Machshava is to do a Zrika b'mkayma or to do a Zrika shaloi b'mkayma, since even a Zrika shaloi b'mkayma is mechaper according to Shmuel, so it's a form of achilas mizbeach. And once he's mechashev to do an achilas mizbeach chutz lezmanoy, that's a machshavas pigol. Lishlam on the case where he actually did a Zrika shaloi b'mkayma, so the type of avoida which he did is not an avoida which would be matter the basar ba'achila, so we can understand that a machshava during such an avoida is not maisi l'day pigol. However, when you're mechashev during a different avoida, you're thinking about doing the Zrika l'machar, the reason why this machshava is a machshavas pigol is not because he's planning on doing an avoida chutz lezmanoy, it's not the avoida involved in the Zrika, it's the achilas mizbeach which is involved in the Zrika, and in the achilas mizbeach there should be no difference if it's b'mkaymai or shaloi b'mkaymai. Either way, he's not doing that Zrika l'maisa, the case could be talking about where the end he actually did a Zrika b'mkaymai, just referring to what was he thinking b'shas the shchita. So as long as he was thinking to do a Zrika which is considered an achilas mizbeach, he was thinking to do that achilas mizbeach chutz lezmanoy, that should be enough for machshavas pigol. And to make the kasha even stronger, they quote this gemara that we mentioned by Shvichas Shirayim. If even a machshava to do Shvichas Shirayim l'machar is considered a machshavas pigol because it's achilas mizbeach, even though Shvichas Shirayim is not mechaper, it's not matter, it's not makiv b'chlal on the carbon, still a machshava on Shvichas Shirayim is a machshavas pigol because Shvichas Shirayim is a form of achilas mizbeach. If so, Zrika as well. If the whole reason why Machshava on Zrika is Machshava Spigol is because of the fact that Zrika's dam is considered an Achilas Mizbeach, and even if the Zrika Shiloi B'mkayme, which is not matter, the Maisi did have Machshava to do an Achilas Mizbeach Chutz Lezmanoy. This kasha is discussed by the Mikdash David in Simen Lama Gimel, Ois Aleph, as well as in the Chedusha Agriz and Daf Yod Gimel, and the Minchas Avram over here in Erzog has an Arichos on this Nidoin. And the Biskrov brings B'Shem Reb Chaim, this is also brought in the Chedusha Agrach Alashas in Simen Shin Chof. Reb Chaim says that from the Rashi over here, it's mashma, like the Pashas, the way you would learn the Sugya over there in the Daf Yud Gimel. Whereas Rashi understands that Machshavas Pigol to be Zerik the Dam Chutz Lezmanoy is not the Pshat that it's Machshava on Achilas Mizbeach, rather because it's the Machshava to do an Avodas Zrika of Chutz Lezmanoy. It's not the Pshat the way we understood until now that it's the Achilas Mizbeach which is involved when you put Dam on the Mizbeach, just as Haktoras Imurim is an Achilas Mizbeach. Rather the Pshat is the Torah is Makbid. If you had a machshava to do an avodas chutz lezmanoy, not any avodah, this is din specifically by avodas zrika, machshava to do an avodas zrika chutz lezmanoy also is kaveh bepigol. Once this is the pshat, that this is how machshava's pigol of zrika works, then Rashi is much easier to understand. Rashi is telling us the same way we learn from a pasuk, that if you have machshava during a zrika shalei b'mkayma, that's not maybe the day pigol, because the avodah that he's doing is not an avodah which would be matter ba'achila. The same way also, if you have a machshava during a different avoda to do a Zrika Shalei B'mkayma, so you're having a machshava to do an avoda, which that avoda would not be matter the basar ba'achila, this machshava also would not be made with the day pigol. In other words, what we're learning ba'etzem is really one yisoid, that le'inin machshava is pigol, a Zrika Shalei B'mkayma, since it's not matter basar ba'achila, does not have a shame of a Zrika. So even though a Zrika Shalei B'mkayma is mechaper, according to Shmuel, but le'inin pigol, you have to have an avoda which is matter, and Zrika Shalei B'mkayma is not an avoda which is matter. And therefore, both in the case where we actually did a Zrika Shalei B'mkayma, or in the case where you're Mechashev to do a Zrika Shalei B'mkayma L'machar, in both of these cases, a Zrika Shalei B'mkayma will not have a din of a Zrika L'inyin Machshav Espigal. The L'maisa of the Rashi is still a Chiddush that you can learn the second din from the first din, but Rakapanam, if you would learn that the Yisayt HaDin of Machshav Espigal to do a Zrika Chutz Lezmanoy is Mitzad Achilas Mizbeach, then Rashi would surely be a lot more difficult to understand. Now the Stipler in the Kelis Yaakov over here in Simen Chof Aleph, he discusses this point, and he says, surely the Pashtus is that a Machshava on a Zrika is Midin Achilas Mizbeach. As we saw, this is the Pashtus of the Gemara Daf Yud Gimel. The only Pasuk which talks about Pigol says, in Yochel Ye Yochel, and therefore we learn a Machshava on two types of Achila is a Machshavas Pigol. We don't have an additional Pasuk to tell us that a Machshava on Avodas Zrika also is a Machshavas Pigol. Therefore the Pashtus would be that a Zrika is included in Achilas Mizbeach. However, the Stipler says, there's a fundamental difference between Achilas Mizbeach of Dam and Achilas Mizbeach of Haktoras Imurim. Firstly, the Stipler says, we know the Shir How much in Murim do you have to be thinking to be makrif chutz lizman? The shir is a kezayis. That's the same shir of achilas basar. If he's mechashav on achilas adam chutz lizman, it's also a kezayis. As far as the dam is concerned, even a mashahu, any dam which would accomplish a kapara, if he was zayikin on the mizbeach, if he thinks to do it chutz lizman, that's a machshav of spiegel. There is no minimum amount how much dam he plans on being zayikin on the mizbeach lemachar. And as Taipel explains, the pshat is because aktoras in Murim is be'etzim achilas mizbeach. Zrikas Hadam, however, is not automatically assumed to be considered an Achilas Mizbeach. What makes it into Achilas Mizbeach is the fact that this dam is supposed to be Nizrak on the Mizbeach, and Avodas HaZrika is supposed to be done with it, therefore that's what gives it the status of an Achilas Mizbeach. And therefore the Stipler says, the shear, how much you had to have intended to be Zerik Chutz Lizman, is the minimum amount which is necessary for Avodas HaZrika. And therefore the Stipler says we can understand the Pshat in Er Sugya. Once the Gemara makes this drasha, we learn from a Pasuk, that Azrika Shaloi Bim Kaimai, since it's not Matu the Basar Ba'achilo, does not have the status of Azrika Le'inin Machshav Espigol. Again, that's in a case where you had a Machshava during Azrika Shaloi Bim Kaimai, we don't consider it in Avoidas Azrika Le'inin the Dinum of Pigol. So too, we could also learn that if you have a Machshava to do Azrika Shaloi Bim Kaimai, that also is not considered Azrika Le'inin Dine Pigol. Once it's not considered Azrika, it's not an Avoidas Azrika Le'inin Pigol, therefore it would also not be considered an Achilas Mizbeach. As we explained, the only way Dam would be considered an Achilas Mizbeach, if it has the status of Azrika, here you're mechashiv to do something, Azrika Shaloi Bim Kaimai, which the Indian Dine Pigol is not considered Azrika, and Megla is not considered a machshava on an Achilas Mizbeach. So this is the second mahalach, different than the mahalach of Reb Chaim. Why is it that once we know that if you had a machshava during Azrika Shaloi Bim Kaimai, it's not maybe Lidei Pigol, then we also know that a machshava to do Azrika Shaloi Bim Kaimai is also not maybe Lidei Pigol. Now I'll continue on to another point, however, as we'll see, this is going to be related to the previous discussion. The Hemshech Ligmar brings the Shita of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is maskim to Shmuel that as Rika Shleim Mekaimai, you can Mekaimai Dami, this Rika is Mechaper even though it's not Matir. Whoever understands the Mishnah differently, he does not want to explain that when it says the word Pasol in the Mishnah, it just means that the Basar is Pasol, but the Bayam is still Niskaper. Therefore, Reish Lakish learns the case of the Mishnah is talking about when he had a Machshav Espigol at the time he did this Rika Shleim Mekaimai. If not for the Machshav Espigol, the Mishnah would have said that it's Kosher. Because Rika Shaloi Bim Kaimai Kim Mekaimai Dami. Now that you had a Machshav Espigol, the Mishnah says the din is that it's possel. And even though it's not Pigol Mamish, leaning to be Mischayev Kareis, still the din is that the carbon is possel. Rashi over here, Dibu Maskel Kanch Nosan Beshtiko, he explains that even though he did a Zrika Shaloi Bim Kaimai, which is a Zrika Dle Shaya Basar Ba'achilo, therefore there is no Pigol, there's no Chiyev Kareis, still the din is that the carbon is possel. And Rikveig over here asks Akasha, yes, how could it be that Gemara understands at this point that Azrika Dle Shaya Basar Ba'achilo, even though it will not be Maisi Lidei Pigol, but it will still be Pasol? The Gemara before did not understand this way, because the Gemara asked, after we said this call, Azrika Dle Shaya Basar Ba'achilo, the Gemara wants to know what is the pshat in the seif of the Braisa, which says, L'machar Pasol, if you had a machshava to be Zerik the Dam L'machar, Shaloi Bim Kaimai, even though it's not Pigol, it's only Pasol. Still the Gemara asks, Ihachi Yefsuli Namiloi Lifsol, once you know this klal, v'yotze zeh she'ein pigulei garam loy, ala isser davar achar garam loy, the Gemara held that it should even be kosher, and the Gemara was forced to answer, the reason why it's pasul is like the shita of Yehuda, that machshav esinuach pasuls the carbon. And Rav Pega asks, over here at this point, you don't have that teretz of the Gemara, we're not talking about now a case where he was mechashiv to do his Rika Shalei Bim Kaima, rather while he did his Rika Shalei Bim Kaima, he had a machshav espigol. That's the Reish Lakish learned the case of the Mishnah, v'shas his Rika Shalei Bim Kaima, he had a machshav espigol. Here you can definitely not pasul midin machshavas hinuach. If so, Kriger asks, why should it be pasul b'chlal? A machshava during a zrika d'leishayi basur ba'achilo should not pasul the carbon. This is the kasha of Reb Kriger, which he leaves off b'sarachi in Godel. Now the direction that we would have to take to answer this kasha is to try to differentiate between the two cases, a case where you had a machshava to do a zrika shaloi bim kaima, then the Gemara's mavur, that if it's not pigal, it's not pasul either, the Gemara had to come out to machshavas hinuach. Hashenki, in the case we had a machshava during a Zrika Shaloi Bim Kaima, even though it would not make the carbon into pigol, that machshava would still passel. So there are different explanations given to explain this chilik. One could take a look in the Sefer Minchas of Raman, the Sugya, he's marich about this. For now, we'll mention the mahalch of the Achiezer, Reb Chaim Oizer, and Chilik Beis, Simon Lamed, Oiz Beis. He discusses this kasha of Reb Kveger, and the mahalch that he says is, that when you're machashiv on a Zrika Shaloi Bim Kaima, since that's not a Zrika Hamateres, it's not considered machshavas pigol bechlal. He says it's like machshavas hinuach, if you hold like the shita of the Rabbanon, who argue in Rabbi Yehuda. Machshavas to do is Rika Shaloi Bim Kaimai, since the Rika Shaloi Bim Kaimai le'inyan dinei pigol is not considered as Rika, If this is not machshavas pigol, it will not passel the carbon either. If shekin, when you're machashav during a zrika shloibim kaima, so the machshava real is a machshavas pigol. He's machashav b'shas the zrika, and this zrika is considered an avoida. During the avoida, he's machashav to eat the basar chutz zmanoi. It is a machshavas pigol. Yet still, din is that he's not chayev kareis, and he explains the pshat is this is similar to the svar that we mentioned earlier. We explained in the Shita of Tosfos that after we have the drasha of our sugyo, that is issa davar achar garam loy, Vesem, this also falls into the category of karatzoas kosher. The din of karatzoas kosher is mechayiv, that you complete doing all of the avodis, including the zrika, and the zrika has to be a zrika hamateres. For that reason, the zrika shloibim kaima, even though it's considered a zrika linian kaparo, since it's not matar the basar ba'achilo, the inyan dine pigol, it's not considered karatzoas kosher. Karatzoas kosher is mechayiv completing all of the avodis in a way that would be matar the basar ba'achilo. And Rav Chaim Oizer is mavur, he understood this way as well. And therefore he says, the reason why there's no chiyuv kareis, when you're machashev during a zrika shloibim kaima, is not the pshat that it's not a machshav espigol, but it is a machshav espigol because it was done during an avoida. This zrika wasn't an avoida, it was mechaper. Therefore you had a machshav during an avoida. Still didn't that there's no chiyuv kareis because it's not karatzoas kosher. The drash of Ersugil, which tells us that if it's Isser Dover Acha Gormloy, there's no pigol, that's Megal on the din of karatzoas kosher. You have to complete all of the avodas in a way which would be matter the basar b'achilo. Therefore, since the zrika over here was shloibim kaima, it was not matter the basar b'achilo. That's why it's not koveya b'pigol. In other words, we could explain the same way if you would have had a machshavas pigol in the shchito al menas lechol basar chutz zmanoi. In that case, the machshava is definitely a machshavas pigol, and the carbon is nifsal. Yet still, the din is if then eventually he does a zrika shloibim kaima, it's not koveya b'pigol lein in the chi of kareis. Since he did not complete doing all of the avodes hamatiris. In this case as well, according to Reb Chaim Meiser, when the machshavas pigol is during the zrika shloibim kaima, it's not the pshat that it's not a machshava. Surely it is a machshavas pigol, and therefore the carbon will be possible, just it will not be a chiyuv kareis because he did not do a zrika hamateris. The zrika that he did was mechaber but not matir. This is how Reb Chaim Meiser explains to answer the kasha of Rabbi Kveger, and as we said, it's mukhra from Reb Chaim Meiser that he understood the way we explained Bedas Tosfos. That's a drasha of Arsugyo, Yotza Zesha Ein Pigulay Garamloy, El Isser Dovaracha Garamloy, that's Megal on the din of Karatzoas Kosher, you have to complete doing all of the avodas properly in a way that would have been matter of the Basar Ba'achilo. Now continue on, at the bottom of the Omer, the Gemara brings the sheet of Rabbi Yechanan, who holds Shloibim Kamilav Kamekaimai Domi. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yechanan, if your Zorik is Rika Shloibim Kaimai, Lahavi Kenishbach Menakli Ala Ritzba Viasvenu. Why is it that Rabbi Yechanan says there's no, that it's possible and there's no takano, which as Gemara explained earlier, no takano means if there's no other dam to be mekabel, in that case there's nothing he can do anymore, why can't he gather the dam from the floor and be zerikit again, since the original zrika shloibim kamei was not a zrika at all? And this Gemara answers that Rabbi Yechanan holds like the shitais that hold lo yasvenu. Behem Shach Gemara brings this is really machlekes tanoim, and the shita of Rabbi Yosi is that even a zrika shloibim kamei, which is not kamekamei domi, it's not mechaper, still the din is you cannot take the dam and be zerik it once again. That's the din of lo yasfenu, which Rashi explains, this is based on kaltei mizbeach. The mizbeach gathers in the dam, even in this case where it was not nizrak kel chosa, in a way that it was mechaper, still, it's already considered dam of the mizbeach, and you no longer can take it and be zerik it once again. Now further on in Omid Beis, the Gemara brings a raya to this, that there's a concept that even a zriko, which is lav kimekoimai, and it's not mechaper, still is the din of kaltei mizbeach, which makes that you cannot gather the dam and be zerik it once again. Gemara brings right that this is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda as well. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, as far as the din of Malu lo yerdu, when do we say that imurim which are posel, once you bring them on top of the mizbeach, you don't take them off, it could be back to them. Rabbi Yehuda holds there are three exceptions, three cases which we dash from a posuk, and in these cases Malu yerdu, nishkato b'layla, nishbach doma, and yosa doma chutz l'klaim. In these cases, the din is also tired. If you bring up the imurim, you have to take them off. You cannot be makter them. The behemshach lebrei says mevur that in the case of azrika shloibim kaimoy nitzanim lamala shenosam lamata or nitzanim lamata shenosam lamala. In those cases, Rabbi Yehuda's meidem alu lo yerdu. And the if it's azrika shloibim kaimoy, which is lav kime kaimoy dami, why is it considered azrika as dam bechlal? It should be no different than nishbach dama, which Rabbi Yehuda holds him also tired. From here, the Gemara proves that even a zrika shloibim kaimai, which is not mechaper, if you hold shloibim kaimai lav kaimai domi, still then is that it's kaltim vizbeach, and that din of kaltim vizbeach helps, that it's considered that the carbon did have a zrika, it's not like a case of nishbach domo, that's enough for him olo l'yerdu. because of that din of katam v'zbeach, that's the reason why Yasvenu, you cannot redo the zrika. Now Rashi over here points out, and Dibra Maschal my time law, that Karach the Pshat and Rabbi Huda is not because he holds Shleibim Kaimei Kim Mekaimei Domi. In other words, maybe really you'll say that Shleibim Kaimei Lav Kim Mekaimei Domi is not a zrika b'chlal. It would not help for the din of Imola Gerdu, it would be the same as Nishbach Doma, but the Pshat and Rabbi Huda is because he holds Shleibim Kaimei Kim Mekaimei Domi. And this Rashi answers, this cannot be the Pshat and Rabbi Huda, because since the Braisa puts it together with the other Psulim, cases where the din is that the carbon is definitely possible, like Nishchat HaChutz is Manei Chutz Lim Kaimai, or Kiblu Psulim Vazarku as Doma, in these cases the carbon is possible, still the Braisa is telling us that the din is in Olu Lo Yerdu, the same was also by Nisan Lamata Shinosim Lamala, or Lamala Shinosim Lamata, still the Braisa is telling us that even though the carbon is possible, because as Zvika Shleim Kaimai Lavkim Kaimai Dami, still the din will be that as far as the Imurim in Olu Lo Yerdu. It is important Deek in Rashi, which the Brisk Rav makes, and used this as a raya to an important shayla in the din of Zrika Shleibim Kaimai. We know already that the din is Zrika Shleibim Kaimai according to the Shita of Shmuel, Shleibim Kaimai 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 Dami, and the Bayam is Niskaper. However, as far as the Basr, the din is that the Basr is Asr Ba'achila. However, we did not discuss what is the din as far as the Imurim are concerned. Can it be marked of the Imurim of this carbon? On one hand, perhaps we should say, once the Bayam is Niskaper, the carbon is Kosher, we should be marked of the Imurim. On the other hand, perhaps not, since the din of Shmuel is learned from a drasha of Ani Nasativ Lechem al Mizbeach Lechaper, Kivin Shigli Adam Mizbeach Neskaper Bailim, perhaps the din of Zrika Shleibim Kami Kim Kami is only as far as the Kapara, and not as far as anything else. Meaning the same way we say that the Basar is Asr Bachila, because the Zrika was not matter the Basar, it will also not be matter the Imurim to be makter them on the Mizbeach. The Minchas of Ram discusses this Shaila at length. The way he explains the two stadim of the Shaila is, that which you could be makter the Imurim after the Bailim is Niskaper, like the Nizrika Saddam, is the fact that the Haktar Simum is totally in having a Kapara. Once already the Bailim is Niskaper, now already is the time to be makter the Imurim. Or is it the fact that you need the Nizrika Saddam to be matter the Haktar Simurim? The same we explained previously as far as the Achila's Basar of the carbon. It's not the fact that once there's a Kapara, the male of the Basar then becomes Mutter Ba'achila. Rather, the fact is that we need the Nizrika to be matter the Achila's Basar. So perhaps the same thing is also true as far as the Haktaras Imurim. It's not the pshat that once there's a kapara, the middle of the Imurim are then hooked on the Mizbeach, rather you need the Zrika Saddam to be matter the Haktara. Without the Heter Zrika, you cannot be matter the Imurim. If that would be the pshat, then since the whole din of Zrika Shleibim Kaimai is learned from the Pasuk, and all we know from the Pasuk is that the Zrika accomplishes kapara, we would say that it does not accomplish anything more than that, the same way it's not matter the Basar Bachila, it's also not matter the Haktaras Imurim. Akabam, this is the Shaila of the Brisk HaRav. What is the din as far as the Haktaras HaImurim are concerned? And other Achayim discuss this Shaila as well. And the Brisk HaRav wants to bring a Raya from this Rashi that we just saw. Rashi asks as a Kasha, what's the Raya from the Sheet of Rabbi Huda over here that there's a din of Kaltai Mizbeach? From now which the din is that Azrika Shleibim Kaimai is better than Nishbach Doma. Nishbach Doma, Rabbi Huda holds the din is also Tered. By Azrika Shleibim Kaimai, Rabbi Huda's Maskim is also Loi Tered. Akarach the Gemara says the Pshat must be because of the din of Kata Mizbeach. Rashi asks, maybe the Pshat Rabbi Huda is because he holds the Zrika Shleibim Kami as Kim Mekaimai Domi. The Bayim wasn't a scapper with this Zrika, so obviously it's better than a case of Nishbach Doma. That's the reason why I'm also Leiteret. And if so, you would not have a Raya that if you hold Zrika Shleibim Kami Lav Kim Mekaimai Domi, still there's the din of Kata Mizbeach. And this Rashi answered, it's not the Mashmois because Domi the Sharp Sulim. And the Biskrov asks, L'chaira, if by Zrika Shleibim Kaimai the din will be that you're makter the Imurim, how could Rashi possibly suggest that the Pshat over here in Rabbi Huda is because he holds Zrika Shleibim Kaimai Kim Mekaimai Dami? If Kim Mekaimai Dami and the Bayam is Neskaper, then the Chatchil is supposed to be makter the Imurim. You would not be able to say on that, Imosel Leiterid. Imosel Leiterid means you're not supposed to be makter the Imurim, but once already they were brought onto the top of the Mizbeach, then ready you are makter them. If you hold that by Zrika Shleibim Kaimai, according to the Manamar Kim Mekaimai Dami, it is that you're makter the Imurim lechatchila, this would obviously not be included in the klal of also lo teired. And therefore Rashi should have said simply that obviously Rabbi Huda does not hold Shleibim Kaimai Kim Mekaimai Dami, because if Kim Mekaimai Dami then you would be makter the Imurim even lechatchila. Since Rashi does not say this, from here the Brisk HaRav proves that if you hold Shleibim Kaimai Kim Mekaimai Dami and the Bayam is Neskaper, but still it is that you're not supposed to be makter the Imurim lechatchila. The same way the Basar is not Nechal, you're not makter the Imurim either. Therefore, Rashi had it sad to say over here that the Pshat Rabbi Huda, who holds by Zrika Shleibim Kaimai and Mosad Lo Tered, is not the Pshat because of Kaltim Mizbeach, rather because Shleibim Kaimai Kim Mekaimai Dami. It was a Zrika to be Mechaber for the Bailim, but still the din was that you are not supposed to have been Makter the Imurim, And that Rabbi Yehuda says, still in most of the late Tayrid, once you already brought them up to the Mizbeach, then you can't be makter them. And one could take a look in the Sefer Minchas Avram, as we mentioned, on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis. He brings other rais to this question, whether by the Zrika Shleibim Kaimai, if you hold Shleibim Kaimai Dami, whether you're supposed to be makter the Imurim. Kiputed Ram is Mavur that he holds like this, because the Ram in Perek Beis Hochos Psuli HaMikdashim Halocha Yud, he passings like Shmuel, that Zrika Shleibim Kaimai is Kaimai Dami. He says the din is that even though the Bayim was Neskaper, but the Basar is not Nechal, over there he doesn't mention anything what about the Imurim, whether you're makter them. However, the Rambam in Perek Gimel Psulim HaMikdashim Halacha Zayin, where he lists all of the Psulim that the din is in Ma'adu LaYerdu, so he brings over there a carbon which had a Zrika Shulaybim Kaimai. This is one of the Psulim listed where the din is that if the Imurim were Alu L'Rosham Mizbeach, LaYerdu. Since the Rambam Paskins did a Zrika Shulaybim Kaimai 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 Dami, and still he tells us that the Imurim only in Ma'adu LaYerdu, that Smashmed L'Chatchila, what is not supposed to be Makta the Imurim, and a carbon which had a Zrika Shulaybim Kaimai. Now, we just mentioned, l'cher, there seems to be a simple right to this shayla. In the Mishnah at the bottom of Chavav and Meralif, the Mishnah which lists the different types of Zrika Shleibim Kaimai, so the Mishnah mentions the son of Bifnim Shinosan Bechutz, and Taisa on the Chavav and Merbeis has a shayla, according to the sheet of Shmuel, that Shleibim Kaimai Dami, the Bible is Neskaper, does that also include a case of Nisan and Bifnim Shinosan Bechutz? Nisan and Bechutz Shinosan Bifnim, Taisa says, l'cher, that's a posture that is not included, because the dam will become possible when you bring it into the heichal. However, the other way around, Nisan b'fnim shenosim b'chutz, Taisus concludes that that's also included in the din of Shmuel, Shleibim kaimai kim kaimai dami. And the kasha is that Nisan b'fnim shenosim b'chutz, what types of kabbonis are Nisan b'fnim? These are chatois apnimiyais. Like, for example, par kohen mashiach, par halam dover, these are chatois where the makam of the dam is supposed to be on the mizbeach apnimi. And the Mishnah tells us that if you put the dam on the mizbeach achitzain, then is that it's possible. However, Shmuel tells us that the Bayim is Neskaper. If the Bayim is Neskaper, what does it mean that it's possible? So Mishnah we understand by the other types of Karbonis, as Shmuel himself explains that when the Mishnah says possible, it means that the Basar is possible. However, what about by Chatois HaPnimiyos? Then if all Chatois HaPnimiyos is that the Basar is not Nechal, it's Nisraf Chutz L'machneh. If so, what would the Mishnah mean when the Mishnah tells us that it's possible? Gali, what is it possible if a Zrika Shleibim Kaimai is Mechaper according to Shmuel, and the Basar is anyways not Nechal, so what would the Mishnah mean to tell us that it's possible? The only thing the Mishnah could possibly mean is, as far as Akhtar saying Murim, if so, this would be right, that by Zrika Shleibim Kaimai, where Shmuel tells us that it's Miskaper, still din is that you're not Makter the Murim. The Keren Oren Dafnun Beis makes a similar point. He says of there that by Chatois HaPnimiyos, where anyways the Basar is not Nechal, if you hold the Zrika of Shleibim Kaimai Kaimai Dami, there is no difference between a Zrika Shleibim Kaimai and a Zrika Bim Kaimai, since either way the din is that the Bayim is Neskaper, and the Buster anyways is not Nechal, therefore there is no Chilik. The Kenar over there is Mavur that he holds as far as Akhtara say Murim, that by Zrika Shleibim Kaimai you are Makter the Murim. If the Kenar would hold like the rays that we saw in Ersigo, which are Mashma, that a Zrika Shleibim Kaimai you cannot be Makter the Murim, then obviously that would be the difference between a Zrika Bim Kaimai and a Zrika Shleibim Kaimai. And we should just add that there is another tzad to say that even by Chatois HaPnimiyos, there is a chiluk between a Zrika Bim Kaimai and a Zrika Shleibim Kaimai. This would answer the right that we wanted to bring from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says avur that by Chatois HaPnimiyos, if they zerk the dam b'chutz, the din is that it's possible. And we ask the coin to Shmuel that Shleibim Kaimai 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 Dami, what does it mean that the carbon is possible? As far as Kapar the Bayam is Neskaper and the Buster is not Nechal anyhow, so what does it mean that it's possible? We wanted to prove from there that Akrach you're not Makta Dei Murim. You could answer that the chiluk between a Zrika Bim Kaimai and a Zrika Shleibim Kaimai isn't a get to the Basar, because even though by Chatois HaPnimiyos anyways you're Sayer of the Basar, whoever the did is that you're supposed to be Sayer of the Basar by Beis HaDeshen, which is outside all three Machanais, if you do a Zrika Shleibim Kaimai, which would not be Matzah the Basar Bachila by regular carbon, in this case also you would consider that the Basar is possible, and there would be an Afkamina, where do you do the Sreifa on this Basar? If the carbon would have been kosher, there would be a din to be served for Beis HaDeshen, outside the Gimel Machnais. Now that the carbon is possible, we look at the Basar as Basar possible, so you'd be served in the Azara together with other carbonis that become possible. That's the din that if a carbon becomes possible, you do the Sreifa in the Azara. Here also the Chira, since the only thing Azriga Shleibim Kaimai accomplishes is Kapara, as we learned from the Pasuk, as far as anything else is concerned, we consider that it's possible. Here we would not say that the Basar has a din to bring a Chutz to Shalish Machnais, rather you would burn it in the Azara. This is discussed in the Minchas Avram. This would be a dichay on the raya from the Mishnah. That which the Mishnah says that by Chatois HaPnimiyos that you're zerik the dam b'chutz, it's possible. We ask the coin to Shmuel, what does possible mean? on the side that even by Yisrika Shalobim Kaima, you're supposed to be Makhtar the Imurim. So what is in the Ge'er that it's possible? Perhaps the answer is, now that it's possible, there will be no din to take the Basar out of the Machnais and do Sreifa Bebeis HaDesh, and rather you'll burn it together with other Psulim in the Azara. Now I'll discuss one last point. The Gemara over here on Amud Beis is talking about the din of Lo Yasvenu, that even if you hold the Zrika Shalobim Kaima is Lav Kim Kaima Domi, and the Bayam is not Neskaper, still the din is, Lo Yasvenu, you cannot take the Dam off of the Mizbeach and be Zerik it once again. And the Gemara proves this, he said, from the Shita of Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Nishbach Dama and Alu Yerdu, and yet still Rabbi Yehuda holds that if a Zrika was done Shalobim Kaima, then right, there is a din of Alu Yerdu on the Emurim. A Karchel of Pshat is because even a Zrika Shalobim Kaima, which is not Mechaper, still we say Kalte Mizbeach, it still does have somewhat a status of a Zrika, Le'in in the din of him alu lo yerdu. Therefore the Gemara says it would also have a zrika le'in in this din of lo yasvenu. That kapshuta this Gemara's mashma, that the two dinim, the din of lo yasvenu, which tells you cannot do another zrika, and the din of kalta mizbeach, which tells you that it's considered that the carbon had a zrika, is better than nishbach according to Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore the imun will be im alu lo yerdu. The Gemara's mashma that these two dinim are tali zebezeh, if it's considered as zrika le'in in one, it's also considered as zrika le'in in the other one. Now the Karen Ari over here asks a strong kasha for the Gemara later on in the Masechta Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara there is discussing the Shita of Yehuda. Yehuda holds that Nishbach Dama and Alu Yerdu, and the Gemara there talks about what happens if a apostle was Zerik the Dam. Is that considered that the carbon had his Rika, and therefore the din will be in Alu Lo Yerdu, or is it the same as Nishbach that the din will be in Alu Yerdu? And the Gemara there is Mechalik between different types of Psulim. The Gemara says if he was possible because he was Tomei, that's considered that the carbon did have his Rika. Since we do find sometimes a tummy is kosher to do avodah, a tummy could be makir of a carbon tzibur, that's the din of tumah hutra b'tzibur, and since we do find sometimes a tummy doing avodah, therefore even in the case where he was possible to do avodah, it's still called that the carbon had his riko, it's not like nishbach dama, therefore if the imurim were oral l'reishim esbeach, the din will be lo yerdu. However, other types of psulim, for example, a zar, then the din will be that if a zar does his riko, and afterwards the imurim were oral l'reishim esbeach, the reader will hold that it's yerdu. That will be the same as Nishbach Dama. And the Karen Ur asks, how does this fit with that which the Gemara here is Mashma and Amr Aleph? The Gemara says that if you do a Zrika Bim Koimoy, but it was done Bipsul, everyone agrees Lo Yasvenu. That's what the Gemara quotes Rav Yitzchak by Yosef Amr Rav Yechanan, HaKamoydim Ben Nisanim Lamala Shinosnim Lamala, meaning if you put the dam in the right place, or Lamata Shinosnim Lamata, however it was Shalikim Mitzvoson, everyone agrees that din is Lo Yasvenu. And the Karen Ur assumes Kaputa this means to say, even if Apostle did the Zrika, as long as he did a Zrika Bim Koimai, everyone is maskim ready, that it's enough of a Zrika Le'in in this din of Lo Yasvenu. If so, the Karen Oyer asks, how does this fit with the Gemara over here in Amud Beis, which is Mashma, that the din of Lo Yasvenu, which tells us that he cannot do another Zrika, is considered that the Karen already had one Zrika, and the din of Kalta Mizbeach Le'in in the Shita of Rabbi Huda, that it's enough of a Zrika to be considered that it's not Nishbach Doma and a Malu Yerdu, the same in Amud Aleph we say that if a apostle will do a Zrika, the din will be Lo Yasvenu. It has enough of a shame Zrika, the Indian, that you cannot redo the Zrika. And if so, why is it the din that according to Yehuda, if an apostle does a Zrika, again, we're talking about another apostle other than a Tomei, apostle does a Zrika, Yehuda would hold that if the Imun were all of the Rosh Mizbeach Yerdu, why don't we say the same thing, that the din is Kalte Mizbeach, it's considered that the carbon had a Zrika, even though the one who did the Zrika was an apostle. In other words, why over here are we Mechalik between the din of Lo Yasvenu and the din of Kalte Mizbeach, the Indian, Lo Yerdu, Alibo de Rabbi Yehuda? So different mahalchim which are brought to try to answer this kasha of the Karen Oira, but for now we'll say l'cher what seems to be the pashtus, and that is that even though the Gemara does bring a raya from now which we find the libud of Rabbi Yehuda that is zrika shleibim kaimoy is considered as zrika le'in in the din of imalu lo yerdu, and from there the Gemara proves the din of lo yasvenu. What the Gemara really means to say is b'derech kol shekein, meaning to say that b'esem the truth is the din of lo yasvenu and the din of kaltim is be'ach le'in in imalu lo yerdu. Are really cholik b'yisaydom, they're fundamentally different. In order for there to be a din of lo yasvenu, that you cannot take the dam off of the mizbeach and do the zrika once again, all that's necessary is that it's considered to have been done a zrika with this dam. And once the dam had a zrika once, you cannot do a second zrika with the same dam. However, for the din of kalta mizbeach, in the imalu lo yerdu alibu der b'yuda, it's not enough just to say that this dam already had a zrika done, it's necessary to say that the carbon had a zrika ready. In order for there to be a din of imalu lo yerdu, it has to be that the carbon had a zrika, as opposed to the case of Nishbach Adam, where the carbon never had his Rika, and even in the case of his Rika Psula, still the Maisa is considered as Rika, enough to say that this carbon already had his Rika Sadam, that the Imurim will be him Olu Lo Yerdu. Therefore, the Gemara over here means to say is as follows. If we find that a Libud Rabbi Yehuda, as Rika Shloibim Kaimai, accomplishes that there'll be him Olu Lo Yerdu, then kol shekein, it's pasha that there'll be a din of lo yasvenu that will say that this dam already had a zrika. Because if we go so far to say that the carbon already had a zrika, it was considered a zrika's dam, not only in the dam itself, it was nesiachas to the carbon, this was the zrika of the carbon, then kol shekein, that dam itself could not be taken off of the mizbeach and a second zrika done to it. Mashenkin, the other way around, that already is not muchach. If we find that, like we see in Amud Aleph, that zrika's psulim is enough to say lo yasvenu, that just means to say that we consider this dam had a zrika, even though it was a zrika apostle, the maisa was called a zrika, and you cannot do a second zrika in the same dam. However, that's still not muchach, it's not enough to prove that this zrika sadam of psulim is considered a zrika in the carbon, that the carbon had a zrika, in order for that to be a din of imol yerdu on the imurim. In other words, it's possible to say that a zrika apostle is considered a zrika only in the dam itself, but it's not a zrika which is nesiachis, it's not attributed to the carbon, and we still consider that the carbon never had a zrika. Therefore, leave the Yehuda, the din will be that it's the same as Nishbach Adam im Olu Yardu.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.